Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Gimel Omud Beis. We're in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we began yesterday Simen Reshud Aleph, which talks about priorities in terms of which bracha should you make first when you have different items in front of you, different fruits, different vegetables. Today we'll talk about Shahakol as well, in terms of which one you should take first. We talked yesterday, we had an introduction from the Mishneh Berurah, and we had the first opinion that's brought down in Sif Aleph, which we did yesterday, which tells us the ranking order in terms of Peros from Eretz Yisrael, the Zayin Minim Shenishtabcha Behem Eretz Yisrael versus Chavivus, something that you desire. We talked about how we define Chavivus. Is it something that's generally desirable versus something that is desirable to you right now, albeit in general it's less desirable to you? So with the reminder of what we did yesterday, we now can begin Sif Beis today, again on Kuf Chof Gimel Omud Beis, the top, Sif Beis. Now we bring down the second opinion, which we alluded to yesterday, and this is the Rambam's opinion. And the Mechaber starts off and he says, according to the Rambam, Ulu HaRambam, he holds as follows, Im hayomin echod chaviv lo yoser, if you have over here one of the two items, you have item A and item B that you're eating, and you prefer one of the two items, let's say item A, you prefer that more than item B. So he says, Bein shebichoseim shavos, whether they both are a bar priya eitz, or bein she'enu shavos, or one is a bar priya eitz and one is a bar priya adama. And furthermore, bein sheyesh ben min shiva, bein shein ben min shiva, if one of them is from the Zayin Minim and the other one is not. So all of these factors, whether they were both the same bracha or not the same bracha, whether they were the Zayin Minim or not the Zayin Minim, were important according to the first opinion that was brought down in yesterday's shir in Sif Aleph. So none of these are important according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the only thing that you take into account is makdim hechaviv lo, Oz Ba'oso Shah. He argues with yesterday's Shita in two situations. Number one, he says, you take the one that you like, and you also take the one that you like right now, even though in general you prefer the other item that's in front of you, but you go by what you want right now. So the Rambam says the two factors that count over here are, you have A and B in front of you. We don't care what the brachas are. We don't care which one comes from Eretz Yisrael or not from Eretz Yisrael. The Zayin Nishtabcha Ben, the seven Minim. He says, what do you want to eat right now more? If it's A, then go and take A and make the bracha on A, whether that's an Eitz or an Adoma. And we don't care whether the other one is from the Zayin Minim and is an Eitz. If this one is you prefer, you can go take A instead of B. And he says, how you define which you prefer, which is Choviv to you, it's right now. 9 times out of 10 for breakfast, you'd rather have B. But today, you want to have A. So then, you make the bracha on A. That's the Rambam Shita. The Mishneh Berurah explains over here, in Sif Katan Yud Beis, and he says that you're makdim the choviv. So, number one, polig al derishona, the Rambam argues over here, the second opinion in the Mechaber, which is the Rambam argues on Sif Aleph, which was the first opinion, it argues on it in regards svirolei the choviv odiv liolam, that you always look at choviv, the one that's desirable, trumps the bracha, and it trumps the fact that it comes from Eretz Yisrael. You make the bracha between a eitz versus an eitz, or an eitz versus adama, you make it on the one that you prefer, regardless of what the other one is in terms of bracha, regardless of what the other one is in terms of coming from Eretz Yisrael. Now, again, here we're talking about between an eitz and an adama. We're not talking about the Yevamotzi there, you're not talking about the Yevamazonos there. He says, furthermore, the after brachos and shavos, this is true, according to the Rambam, if you have an apple and a grape, v'yesh ben min shiva, the grape is from the shiva minim. They both make the same bracha bar pure eitz. So according to the first opinion from yesterday, you'd go for the min shiva. Here, the Rambam says, choviv kodim levarch lov. If you want the apple more, right now, even though you might want the grape more most of the time, but today you want the apple more, so then you make the bar bari priates on the apple, have in mind to be motzi the grape, and you eat the apple first. That's the Rambam Shita. Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Yud Gimel adds to this, and he says, Ba'osa Shah, the second part of the Rambam over here, is also arguing with yesterday's Shita. Gam Bazeh Poligadeh Rishona, this also argues with the opinion brought down in Sif Aleph, in regarding how we define Chaviv. Usvirulei, the Rambam holds, De'eno Nikra Chaviv, Masha Chaviv Lov Tomid, we don't view in general, what you think is chaviv to you. In general, 90% of the time, species A is chaviv to you than species B. But today, you want species B. Elamasha chaviv olav b'yosa shah, that's what determines right now what you prefer to have as opposed to, in general, what you prefer to have. Now, how do we paskin? So the Mishneh Berurah says over here, umashma mistima samachaber, The Mishnah Berurah concludes from the fact that Mechaber doesn't say otherwise, the Ha'ikar Kedei HaRishona, that we follow the first opinion, which is, he says, Shehi Das Rov HaPoskim. This is, in fact, the majority opinion, and therefore we follow the rules that we said in yesterday's shir, and not this rule today here in Sif Beis from the Rambam. Now, we have a relatively short shir today. There's not that much because we already did a lot of it yesterday's shir on this Amud, and therefore we can look at the Be'er Heitev inside. And he brings down the opinion from the Taz. And he says, Kosova Taz, Be'er Heitev in Oz Gimel, the very top. Kosova Taz, the Taz paskins as follows. Linyan halacha ein kam shum chashash. It doesn't say like the Mishnah Berurah that we follow the first opinion. He says you can pretty much go whatever you want. The b'chol adrochem yesh lo amale smoke. Whether you hold like the first opinion or the second opinion, whatever you do will be like one of those two opinions. He gives them equal weight. And pretty much a person has a fieldless choice to do what he would prefer. Din brachos shavos v'yesh min zayin. If both of the brachos, so let's say a bari priya eitz, and they're both from the min zayin, so you have a grape and an olive in front of you. So mi shirotzer likacha min zayin v'liftar hasheni mi bracha shapir ovid. If you want, you can do that, and that's perfectly fine. This is like yesterday, like the Ri, like Rav Yehuda, the Chipsaka Rosh, as the Rosh passing like Rav Yehuda in the Gemara and Brachos. But if you prefer the second one, and you'd rather make the Brach on the second Bari Pia Eitz, the Liftar Min Zayin, so let's say you have an apple and a grape in front of you, and you want to go and make it on the apple rather than on the grape. The first opinion would say make it on the grape. The second opinion says make it on the apple. So then also Shapur of it, Kirabonin, the Chipsaka Rambam, like today's Shia, like the Rambam, following the Shita of the Chachamim. So, Rav Yehuda, the Shita of the Rosh, is that you go and must do it on the Zayin Minim. You have the apple and the grape. You must do it on the grape. The Rambam, following the Chachamim, says you should do it on the apple. So, whichever one you want to follow, like the Rosh and Rav Yehuda, or like the Rambam and the Chachamim, it's okay. He adds, "Bim ein beinei min zayin." If you have an apple and an orange, pshita. He says, in that situation, it's clear the shapi yasa likacha chaviv. You certainly should take the chaviv. V'hu adin bein bracha shavos. And likewise, if one is an eitz and one is a adoma, so you have an olive in front of you and a radish, like we had in yesterday's shir. Tzarech lahachdim echel chaveru bebracha, and you have to pick one versus the other. Gam kin yesh malu lemin zayin. He says, in that situation, there is a maila to the fact that the olive is from the min zayin. V'yesh malu lechaviv. And there's also, according to the Rambam, the idea that the chaviv, the radish is more desirable to you. And you can take whichever one you want first, because you'll either be going like the first opinion, yesterday's shir, the Rosh and the Rabbi Yehuda, or you'll be going like the Rambam in the opinion of the Chachamim. So you can do whatever you want according to the Taz. And if something is desirable to you, you can go also both ways. Do you say that it's the desirable one to you most of the time, albeit not today? Or do you say it's the one that's desirable to you right now, even though it's not the one that's desirable to you most of the time? So the Taz says as well over here, that's the Rosh Hashita, that you go after the majority time that it's chaviv to you, even though it may not be chaviv to you right now. Or you go after the ravid, which is like today's shir, that says you go after the one that you want right now, like the Rambam that we brought down. He says you have a fieldless choice. You can't go wrong pretty much over here according to the Taz. Again, the Mishnah Berurah had said that you really should follow the opinion of yesterday's shir, the Rosh and Rabbi Yehuda. That seems to be the opinion of more poskim. This can have tremendous nafkamina. Deir Shifut number 11 brings down, for example, on the night of Leil Rosh Hashanah, when people have the custom, they bring out many, many different types of fruits and produce, what we call the simonim. It should be a good year for a person. You should have carrots, merin, it should be more for you this year, etc. So we have many different minhagim about what to bring out. So this is halacha lemaisa. Which one should you make first? So I would dare say that the Veld knows that you make on the apple first. So he brings down a fascinating discussion here in Deir Shifut number 11. He says that we have the custom that people make a bari priya eitz on the apple, and they, with that bracha, go and exempt any other fruits that they're bringing out there. So he brings that from the Kaf HaChayim. It must be a situation that the dates aren't there in front of you. People have the custom to eat dates, and he says, obviously, if you're having the apple first, the dates can't be there. If you bring out the dates afterwards, so then it's okay to make the bracha on the apple and have in mind to be pottering the bari priya eitz on the apple, to potter the bari priya eitz that you have to make on the dates. Mishum shirotzim lechol l'satapuach t'chil l'simintov, because the very common custom is everybody has an apple. However, he brings down, im ha-tvarim l'fonav, if the dates are there on the table in front of you, you must make the bracha on the dates. As we said in yesterday's shiur, we follow the Psak of Mishnah Berurah. It says you go over here like yesterday's shiur, like the Rosh in the name of Yehuda. So therefore, the Zayin Minim Tamarim trump the non-Zayin Minim apple. And this is the Psak of Shlomo Zalman as well. Sheyesh Lefon of Tamarim or Rimonim, Yavarech Aleyem, you must go and make on the Tamarim and the Rimonim the head of the apple. People have the custom, they have pomegranates that's filled with mitzvos. So therefore, Sharei Mimin Shiva takes precedence over here on the apple. And he says, amongst the minim, you have to go in the order of the pasuk. So he says, Tamarim, trump over here the Rimonim, because Tamarim is set in the pasuk before the Rimonim. They're closer to the word eitz. And this is also the opinion of Riosa Chaim Zonnefeld Zatzal. And it is the opinion of Ravaz Zatzal. And Rav Azna adds, even though the Tapuach has many mystical additional reasons why it should be done first because of all these deep Kabbalistic and other reasons, in Yonim Shonim Yosim Ishar Peros, nevertheless, you follow the Halacha Psuka that if the Tamar, the date is there, or the Rimon and the pomegranate is there, Yak the Musa, because all we have to do is follow the Halacha Psuka and not deep Kabbalistic ideas. If a person always has the minug, he always has the apple first, what should he do in this situation? He doesn't want to change his minug. So he says the very simple answer, Shlomo Zalman suggests, is don't bring out the other fruits. Keep them in the refrigerator. Keep them in another room. And now, you're making the brach on the apple. You know other fruits are coming. That's not a problem. They're not there right now, as we brought down yesterday. They have to be there in front of you. And therefore, you make the brach on the apple, bar priya eitz, have in mind to pater, exempt the dates or the pomegranates or whatever other fruits are going to be brought out afterwards. And in this way, you yotze what the Shulchan Aruch says, according to the Mishnah Berurah, how we paskin, as well as following the custom that you like to have the apple first, and then the other simanim, which aren't as well known or don't have the deep Kabbalistic reasoning. Beautiful, dear Shu footnote. Now we continue with the Mechaba. The Mechaba says, if you have two things in front of you and you don't have a real preference one for the other, you have A and B, you don't really care. So then in this situation, so then, even though the Rambam says you have a field of choice, you can do whichever one you want, but he says, why go against the first Shita? The Shita yesterday said that Zayin Minim takes precedence, so if neither one is Adiv, and one of them is Zayin Minim, so better to follow that and use the Zayin Minim as your first choice, as the first bracha. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschil, the main Arotza, adds over here, Din Zeh Shebech Hoseim Shavos, Su'ali B'duch L'Yama. This is true, according to everybody. Even the Rambam would agree to this. However, Be'ein Bech Hoseim Shavos, if you have over here, Kigon Tznon V'Zayis, if you have the radish and the olive, so then, this is the Machlokis that we had. Yesterday Shir, we said that since one is not exempting the other, one could do what he wants. But the Yesh Omen that we brought down yesterday, Shir said that even when they're Brach Hosar and Shavos, this Din of Kadima, of the Zayin Minim comes first, and therefore it would be better in that situation to do it on the Zayin Minim. Mimela, im ein malas a chaviv, if you don't have the chaviv, bevad yazim and basim min shiva. So then go after the one from the Zayin Spis, Zayin Minim, if you don't have a real preference for the other one. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, have you lefon of dovash b'chasa bar priyates? If they bring in front of you something that's brach as a bar priyates, the dovash b'chasa shahakel. Now we have something that's shahakel. Now you have a bar priyates versus a shahakel. So the Mechaber tells us, bar priyates kodemes, shichashuva. The brach of bar priyates takes precedence. You should do that one first because it's a more chash of a bracha. Why does this mean over here? She'eno poteres el dover echad. Because the bar priyates, the Mechaber says, only exempts one specific thing, fruits of the tree. As opposed to shahakel is a more generic bracha. So you have a more specific bracha versus a more generic bracha, you make the more specific bracha first. That's a higher praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah Berurah explains this if cut in your Dalet. V'afilu min hasheni chaviv olav, that this would be true even if the second species, the shahako, was more desirable to you. He brings down the name of Mogen Avraham, the Shagas Aryeh, because the higher bracha is more important. This is explained in Mishnah Berurah Tesvav, Sivkot and Tesvav, Pirush, Debichas, Bari Pre'etz, Mivoreres Tfei, Aleza Mavarach. It is more specific on what you're making the bracha on, and therefore, Chashuvi Mibichas Shahakol, the more specific bracha is considered a higher level, more important bracha, She'en Orak Bracha Kolel Esachalaminim, because the Shahakol is a more generic bracha, and it doesn't give as much praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it says in Dishu Foot number 12. The reasoning that the more specific bracha is more Chashuv, so the Levush explains, Bracha Miuchedes, Marbi Rishvachu Shal Hashem, Yosem Yakolelis. A more specific bracha is a more bigger praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than a more general bracha, because it shows he has more specific hashkacha pratis on even each individual thing, like a fruit, and not just a general hashkacha over all things that grow or that are eaten. Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Oz Tes brings down, even if the dover that the hakol is made on is from the min shiva, for example, it's duvsha de tamri, it's honey, which honey comes from the dates, and that is from the zayin minim, albeit its bracha is a shahakol, he says, nevertheless, a bari pri ha'etz, and even a bari pri ha'adama, would take precedence over the shahakol, albeit the shahakol is from the zayin minim. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'chein bar pri adam v'shakol. Likewise, if you have a choice of a bar pri adam v'shakol in front of you, you're going to eat both of them. Bar pri adam kodem is for the same reasoning. The bar pri adam takes precedence. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Tezayin, Chashuv v'nami v'shakol. It is also considered a more higher bracha, more chashuv a bracha than shakol, because the mevorah bracha rak mine pri adam, because this talks about all the things that grow on the ground, but not everything else. As opposed to mashen kin shakol the kolel sakol. Again, shakol is a more generic bracha, and therefore, i.e., less of a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he brought down in the Yeshivot number 12. And therefore, he brings down a very fascinating halacha. Al kein, kishemivim lefonav yayin srof in mirkachas. If they bring in front of you a shot glass and his liquor inside, which is a shahakol, and they bring in front of you some sort of a mirkachas, which is a bar pri adama, some sort of a confection, which you make a bar pri adama on. So he says, the bar pri adama comes first. Yivarech al mirkachas tchilo. You make the bracha, the bar pri adama on the mirkachas first. Even though you're more desirable having a little glass of liquor, of scotch, so you nevertheless should make on the merkachas the adoma first, and only then make the shahakol on the liquor. And this is brought down in the Machronim. I should also point out, people have a custom to say l'chaim. You first must make the bracha, shahakol ni'ebedvro, and drink, and then you make the l'chaim afterwards. The l'chaim is not a bracha. The bracha takes precedence to the l'chaim. And you certainly shouldn't say l'chaim after the bracha before you drink. That's a hefsek. Finally, the Mechaber concludes and he says, "V'mehaviu l'fon of priya eitz upriya adama." You have now in front of you a choice between an eitz and an adama. So, eizem em shiir tzayaktim. You can make whichever one you want. Now, Mishnah Berurah in Sifkon Yudzayin explains the ain tolui klal b'chov. We're not talking here about one is more desirable to you. L'deir rishonu shibisif aleph doha ein b'chosim shavos. Here we don't have the question of chov according to the first shita, sif aleph shita, the rush of Yehuda shita, because if the brachos are different, one doesn't exempt the other. You can do whichever one you want. And even according to the Yesh Omim Shom that says that even though the brachas are different, you should make it on the Zayiminim, Ma'iri Hocha Sheshneim Chavim Lo B'Shova. So here we're talking about where they're both equally desirable to you, and therefore there is no preference one versus the other, and neither one is from the Zayiminim. So you make it on Ezem Em Shir Tzuyaktim. However, the Mechaber says, the Yeshomim, there is an opinion, this is brought down by the Rush, in the name of the Bahag, the Baal Halachos Gedolos, Yeshomim shall bari pri eitz kodem, that you should make the bari pri eitz first. The Mishnah Berurah explains this in Sifkon Yudches, the Achronim, Paskin over here, this is the Taz, the Mogen Avram, the El Yeraba, in the name of many other poskim, they all hold like this Yesh Omrim over here, and they say that one should conduct oneself when the two are equally desirable to you, neither one is more preferable to you, and you have an Eitz and Adam in front of you, and neither one is from the Zayiminim, so then you should make it on the Bori Priya Eitz first. But if you prefer the Bar Pri Adama item more than the Bar Pri Eitz item, then you can make it on the Bar Pri Adama, as we explained, Kanal B'Sif Aleph in yesterday's shir. Likewise, if the Bar Pri Adama comes from the Zayiminim, how could that be? For example, if you go in Kloyo Shochitim, you have popcorn. So if you have these Kloyo Shochitim and Tapuach, so you have the Zayiminim here, or Echad Mishiva Saminim, or you have the Tapuach with one of the other Zayiminim, Yesh Levarach Tchil Alechita, then you should go and make it on the popcorn first. Shehu min shiva v'kodem is a pasuk. It comes first in the pasuk, so here it would be preferable to make it on the popcorn that's made from the wheat, not from corn. You're talking about popcorn that's made from wheat. That would take precedence because it's from the Zayiminim. That concludes today's shir.